Hey everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and this is David Shiel and we're going to chat to you today about increasing your own self-worth and self-value because with our little video we did recently about the difference between anxiety and PTSD, so that real core difference is that anxiety is something that happens within us without an external cause, whereas PTSD is more when there's an external traumatic stimuli that's happening.
PTSD and also complex trauma that comes from childhood issues, because that's also an external thing, either, with the attachment, either too much neglect or too much, what would you call it, aggression or something, or, too much stress in the family home. That's also an external
Yeah.
stressor.
And part of what I was thinking was, some of the things that the people in, well, certainly in natural therapies in the last, 30 years I've been part of it, we're always talking about raising our own vibration, but what does that really mean? So because I sort of thought, well, I'm just going to whack up the map of consciousness for everyone to have a look at and sort of talk through a little bit about what happens. So when we get angry, it lowers our vibration. When we get fearful, it lowers our vibration. When we feel ashamed or embarrassed or humiliated, it lowers our vibration. And then that vibration that we're putting out there to the world will attract people with a similar vibration. So then
Okay.
that can actually keep us in our own negative patterns.
Right.
So let's just have a quick squiz at it because I think it's a really nice one to share. There's lots of them out there on the internet.
There's lots of similar things to this.
There is,
Yeah.
absolutely. And there's a process I use called heart healing. And heart healing, one of the things in kinesiology you can do is you can use this chart to work out where someone is jammed or stressed in relation to a specific issue. So,
Okay.
for example, we know that things like blame. So down here at the bottom, see in this column here, there's an energetic log. So these numbers are the numbers of frequency. And the guy who developed this, David Hawkins, he did over 2 million muscle tests on people over 20 years to work out the frequency of different
He
emotions.
worked this out with
He
kinesiology.
did.
Right, because there's another version of this. It's called Spiral Dynamics. It's a part
I think they took
pretty
that from
similar,
him. I
possibly,
think
but
they took it from him. He was
they
first.
worked it on a, I can't remember that guy's name, but Spiral Dynamics. But it's a very similar
It's
thing.
very similar. And of course, that was someone who would have not believed in kinesiology and gone, oh, we'll do our own thing. But
Well,
people always want to,
they were go they're going from his approach was more of a systemic approach with it. And so you've got this part, and it's part of one more thing. But a lot of people worked on this.
Yeah. So
His
you can have
style.
the map of consciousness in relation to your finances. You can have a map of consciousness in relation to your friendships. You can have a map of consciousness in relation to your value systems. So basically, if I feel ashamed because of something I've done, see down there, the energetic log is down at 20. That's the,
Are these all feelings, do you think?
well, it's a combination. So the name of the level is the shame level, see down there at 20. We can feel humiliated. It makes us miserable. We
Oh,
end up
emotional state,
despising
yeah.
things and we want to eliminate stuff from our life. So that's what that shame frequency can do.
If it is there for a long time. Because with this stuff, normal people go through all these things, but they don't hold on to them. Like, for example, like, so if it's temporary, but if they become permanent, it becomes a real problem. Would you say that's,
Well, one of the things
like,
I
for
want to.
example, anger's in there, right? Except, say, in a family system, everybody fights, like couples fight.
Yep.
Except the difference between dysregulated and regulated families is the regulated families resolve issues. So a lot of these things can be. They build up and become permanent because they're unresolved
Yeah.
and haven't been dealt with at this stage.
And because there's.
Because what we're doing as healers, we're helping people get through
Well, yeah, and
that
what I
split.
wanted to sort of comment is that when people can basically live at around 200, so that's between courage and pride. So
Right.
see in here, between courage and pride, this is where, this is where we have an equilibrium. If it, and what he found is that over a period of the 2 years that he was doing or 20 years he was doing it, people's vibration actually did start to increase.
Right.
So he found that basically people are humans on the planet are increasing their vibration. Now, personally, I think because of the trauma of the last 4 years, I think that people's frequency has actually gone down.
They have
I
overall.
think a lot of people, like even, and I know we were chatting about this morning, Russell Brand has just come out as a Christian, and that might really irritate people. But basically, he's come from this place of being a drug addict 20 years ago. He's been sober for 20 years, very much talking about being an atheist 4 years ago. And it's been a really interesting process to watch his shift in what he believes. So that's going into spiritual, the world, and belief, and allowing ourselves to raise our vibration to believe something beyond ourselves.
He's also spent a lot of time with Hindu things, spent
Yeah.
some time with the Hare Krishnas, and so he's like working with a few different religions as
Yeah.
well. And a lot of the peak podcasters are turning towards religion now, I've noticed. A
Yeah.
lot of them have taken up counseling, like big players with millions of, and I'm noticing that spiritual movement
Yeah.
happening in
And personally, like, one of the things I think that medically they try to do is by, like, say, Yuval Noah Harari says that we're nothing but a bag of bones, and, and there's nothing beyond, and how dare we even think that there's
Well,
something
there's
beyond
something
that.
that's good about him and something's bad about him.
I think he's an evil. But,
Well,
then again, like, as soon as I
he's an
say
interesting
that,
guy.
but, so as soon as I sort of talk about evil, have a look down here. That frequency is 30. So I don't want to think too much about him because I don't want to destroy my own cells, my own soul, by thinking about people who I believe are evil.
Well,
So
I
if
like to
I delve into
understand.
that too much, then you can get, you can feel, and then imagine all this stuff. If you feel like things are hopeless, it's frightening, it's disappointing, and this is where a lot of people who have gone down a lot of rabbit holes the last few years, because there's some awful stuff going on, and it's really easy to get that vibration, being really low. So we've got to have laughter, we've got to have friendships, we've got to have fun, we've got to keep light and love in every conversation we have, so that we don't go down into those rabbit holes and forget to come back
Well,
out
the only
again.
problem with those, so like if you take Yuval Noah Harari, some people really like him, some people really don't. And my thing is to just wait and see with people, because I've consumed a fair bit of Yuval Noah Harari stuff, and he's an interesting speaker. He's got some interesting ideas, but lately his pitch has changed a little bit, and I'm observing to see what he's doing, because he was a pretty successful speaker, Google Talk.
Not my favorite human being. So, but once again, you can't, we know that these people are out there. And I think that's the good thing about having knowledge, is that once you know enough, it doesn't bother you anymore.
Well, it's like that with people like him or other people. It's like people who oppose me, like especially, in theory, because he's a theorist. I kind of go, well, that's what they're thinking, and everyone's not the same. And like you see in politics, there's almost equal amounts of people on the left and the right.
Yeah.
So you can't say this group or that group, because,
Actually, you can.
well, you can, except my
Like, as
stoke.
Russell Brand says, it's a top-bottom system. The left-right are really down here, but the top are the people just controlling everything.
Well,
It's a top-bottom system, and we're not on
yeah,
top.
but another problem with that is groupism. And so that, like both Freud and Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung studied the nature of groups. Okay, once we define ourselves inside a group, we're a little bit at the whim of the group, because in Jung's interpretation, the level of consciousness, we just looked at those levels. When we're in a group, that level tends to go down. Right, so a group nullifies these. So these things, while they're individual, Jung said, as an individual, we can get really high. And he goes, as a group, it stays down in the middle section. And Freud said that too. And there's been a lot of study on groups. And the problem with groups is that groups have their own ideas that aren't individual.
Yeah.
So these people are that, and these people are that, and that's thought by the group. And what's Jung's famous quote about it? He says, if you get, the 100 of smartest people in the world and get them together, he said, you have the consciousness of an alligator. Because just the collectivity creates this thing that causes the level of consciousness to go down. And so to with this stuff in counseling and that type of theory, we're trying to do two things. One, find the true self,
Yeah.
right? And the true self, and the other, to find the whole self.
Yeah.
Right now, with the whole self in the way I do things in counselling, and I've got a whole system that Madonna and I we're going to do a group program on soon. That
Body,
actually,
mind, heart, soul.
yeah. So we look at the whole person. So we'll go through and we'll look at the body, right? Which is the body in counselling. That's attending skills, which are we observe people, see how their eyes are when they talk. You observe everything you feel. What's the voice like? And that's all attending, and that's body. And these are in micro skills. In mind, mentally, you've got reflection of ideas. So you reflect back to the client, what are their ideas? Oh, you're saying this, and then they'll clarify. And you might have an hour session. So basically, they're saying this, this, and this, and they go yes, and you go, well, you've kind of pruned a whole bunch of stuff, and you've helped them abbreviate it, which
I think
makes.
I've said before, because my life is a bit of an open book. So I think I've said before in my videos that my hubby and I actually did some counselling in the last few years because we had a few fairly huge things going on in our lives. And it was really interesting because we've been married for, well, this year, 34 years. So we'd been married for 30 plus years at the time. And it was hilarious. I had no idea how he thought about some things. Even though we have big discussions and talk about stuff, there was something about the way that the counselor asked the questions that got him to say why he thought the way he thought about things, which is a whole different thing to me being in a relationship and asking, but then everyone, quite often people feel judged or, it might change the intent of what they're saying, just the fact that someone they love is asking them something. So anyway, the whole third person counselor thing is really quite empowering.
Right, and then the mind, we've got that reflection of meaning. We look at people's thoughts and what they're thinking, and often reflecting back to them, it's the first time they've heard them because it goes around in our head. Like you say, we don't talk to anyone about it, but then we express it. And then as a counselor, you say, oh, you're saying this. And they're like, oh, I've heard myself thoughts. And then reflection of feelings. You want to get to the bottom of what's being felt or what's being not felt, because a lot of feelings are blocked as well. And then there's the creative side, which is they're things like they call them focusing and empathetic challenge, which is the creative and spiritual side, because what that does, it challenges people to get more into their unconscious. So you say, so, because what people are thinking isn't necessarily what's going on, because thinking is often blocking feeling, right? Like when people in a couple are in a fighting pattern, it's all about words. There's no feeling going on. There's just the feeling's been blocked. And getting underneath that, there's a whole new set of feelings that you mightn't have been. And so anyway, so in counseling, that's how like body, mind, heart, soul works. But also, and this is a holistic principle. And then also we want to see how those things are affecting people socially in their public life. And also at work or at school, how are the finances going? And then at home in the private life. And then spiritually, how are people doing their self-care? How are they regenerating? And then, as you were saying earlier, there's a lot of people really trying to calibrate faith or belief at the moment in spirituality. And because a lot of Buddhist and Hindu things have made their way into counseling, not as religious things, but as practices, like mindfulness is a. Mindfulness is a part of yoga and Buddhism.
And people
And that's,
namaste, it's such a common thing
but that's
now.
where it actually came from. And even though it's made its way into psychological theory, its sources are coming out of Eastern. And because those things weren't really in the Western culture, they're really helpful because we just didn't have anything in our toolbox. And when ACT therapy came about, attention and commitment therapy, they started using mindfulness then. It was in the early 2000s, and that's when it started coming out. And then people like Dan Siegel, who are in integration, Dan Siegel, look him up. Same thing. We're looking at mindfulness and how to use mindfulness to get up to the prefrontal part of the brain so we can think more holistically. So one side is holism, a part of becoming, but the other side is trying to find out. So that's like looking at ourselves in a broader way. But then in an essential way, we have so many parts of ourselves, like one dealing is with complex trauma. So we look at the way family systems work, because in our life we've ended up developing these types of false selves, and they're ego-related things. Like, and a lot of them are automatic from your childhood system, and others are things that have grown in life, but they're not really authentic. And so by breaking those things down in counseling work, by just like, examples are people with childhood trauma, that's often the cause of addiction, right? And it's directly, and so often the cause of being angry, often the cause of being manipulative. And so even though people who have a complex trauma background, difficulty and stress in their childhood, it often makes them, there's a twofold thing. One is you're more likely to be re-victimized if you were victimized as a child. But the other thing, we develop these adaptions to cope that once we become adults aren't helpful anymore. And so we want to, and so we can look at those things and work out what they are. And then by pulling them down, we start to find a more authentic self by uncovering those things. And maybe we haven't seen that. And so we want to grow those authentic parts of ourselves. And then we start to find a true self, and then we start coming. It's often we get, like Bob Dylan says, pushed out of shape by society's pliers. So we want to get ourselves back in shape, because in that, like whether we've been controlled, whether we've been abused, whether we've been manipulated, we end up on a path that isn't really ourself. It's more what other people want us to be. So the goal is to start to get new parts of ourselves that are more related to what we really need as people, rather than what we've programmed have been programmed to need. So those two functions of becoming authentic is one, finding, getting below our ego and finding what our authentic, and then Jung's definition of healing is wholeness, so that we'll become whole and we'll become more authentic and less egoistic.
Awesome. So, body, mind, heart, soul.
Body, mind, and soon Madonna and I will be doing some body, mind, heart, soul projects with group work. So we'll be able to look at the physiology and also the emotional, mental, and spiritual sides of these things, and how they integrate into those parts of our lives, socially, vocationally, privately, and spiritually.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
It'll be so much fun.
Excellent.
Looking
Okay,
forward.
everyone. Thank you very much. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.